Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds, where our biggest challenger is actually ourselves. Mind games.
All right, welcome to another week on Mind Games. This week we're going to be talking about empathy, which is kind of a human, uniquely human experience of being able to understand and kind of connect with another person's feelings or experiences. It's displayed in different ways, from mirroring body posture in conversations, nodding your head, using those minimal encouragers, smiling, to kind of much bigger gestures of support in terms of, being there for someone and showing that you're connecting with their feelings by giving them a helping hand. Some kind of frightening new research out published in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology and led by Sarah Conrath from the University of Michigan has actually found that the ability of young people to be empathetic has actually declined a great amount in the last 30 years, with an especially steep drop in the past 10 years. So how did they study this? Well, they used a tool called the Interpersonal Reactivity Index, which asked questions and asked people to actually rate themselves based on a number of things, like, I try to look at everybody's side of a disagreement before I make a decision. And the University of Michigan used data from over 14,000 students over 30 years and found that nowadays 75% of students today rate themselves as much less empathetic than 30 years ago. So why would this be happening? So some of the suggestions for this is that there's been a general trend, particularly in the last 10 years, towards activities of social isolation. So people are less likely to get out there and join clubs, groups, and connect with others. And that's connecting with other people in the community in social situations is a space where empathy is really, really essential. So the more isolated I am, the less likely I am to do that. So this is why things like the internet and computer games and those inside solitary activities can be quite difficult. Quite damaging. Interestingly, one of the reasons that they actually suggest that this is occurring as well is there's been a big shift away from reading, and in particular, reading for pleasure rates have actually dropped in the younger generations to the lowest they've ever been. So what's the good news? How can we turn this into a mind game? What can we do about it? Okay, so if lifestyle choices and the things that we're doing with our time can decrease our rates of empathy, then we can also, by making different lifestyle choices, increase them too. So play a mind game. Next time you watch the news, actually sit and ask yourself the question, what would it be like to experience what those people are going through? It's a good opportunity to get in touch with some of the things that we just encounter and sometimes walk away from without actually connecting on an emotional level. Ask yourself how this would impact on your world, on your family, if this were occurring. Rent to Kill a Mockingbird, or even better yet, go back and read it. It's a powerful story about the importance of empathy, and not only will you be reading for pleasure, but you'll be connecting with the topic of empathy. Work on your empathy muscle when you're reading. Put yourself in the character's shoes and ask yourself, what would that be like if that happened to me? What would I be feeling? How would I be seeing the world? What would the impact be? And importantly for those parents out there, read to your kids and ask them the question, how do you think that would feel? And get their empathy muscle working as well. And hopefully over time, we can start to reverse this slightly frightening trend. Talk to you next week on Mind Games.